Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I don't know about you, but I had a little bit of insomnia. And I think it came out really beautiful, the remastering. And April 14th, Big Bob Clark, one of the only original founding members left of Aggression, is going to be getting up on stage April 14th at the Punk Rock Swap Meet. And there's several really good bands that are going to be playing. Lewis Seidel, Shattered Faith, Love Canal, Spider, The Hymen Blasters, Total Massacre, and, you know, all of a sudden starts at 4 o'clock, and there's door prizes and raffles, food vendors, a full bar with ID, and free parking, can't beat that, and, you know, all this is only $10 to get in. And you're going to see some really good bands and have a really good time. And don't forget to stop by the Mystic Lounge and find some of your Mystic merch that you like so much. Here we go with some more Aggression.
We're going to do a new song off of our new album. It's called Rich Kid. Rich kid,
I believe this was 1985, and Mystic Records paid for the tour for all of them to go on the road. Aggression, Battalion of Saints, Power Trip with Jeff Dow, and this was all recorded live at CBGB's.
I just found something out. You guys are all going to be on an album. This is going to be an Aggression live album at CBGB's. And you're the star! We're going to play a new song now called The Keeper.
All the way from 1985. Wow, what a ride. And, you know, at the Punk Rock Swap Meet April 14th in Canoga Park, Big Bob is going to be getting up on stage with the Hymen Blasters, and they're going to be doing some Aggression songs. So here's one for the Hymen Blasters.
Talk to me, brother. Tell me what you know. Talk to me, brother, and open up your soul. A lot of good things, but you got to take the bad. And one thing I got to tell you now is open up that soul. Take a sense of life now, brother, and never it for long. Bring the air around you and never till it's gone. Talk to me, brother. Tell me what you know. Talk to me, brother, and open up that soul.
Okay, well, to Ala Blur, who is playing at the Hong Kong Inn in Ventura tonight at 435 East Thompson Boulevard in Ventura. And, you know, this is a free show. Hoo-hoo. And Ala Blur is a all-time music award winner from Ventura County Music Awards. And you can't go wrong. What a good night. And, you know, you can't beat the price. There you go. 21 left.
And that's all you know. Think about the change in the fucking life to make a difference in your time. deception and lies. Down in the crime, they go in the tomb. Lies we build, we put together. But I'm still just for attention. The lies we told for satisfaction. How do I have the dissatisfaction? Things you want to live them all right now. Everybody, do it.
Senseless Violence by the one and only RKL. And we have a live caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Kathy. I'm calling from Colorado.
All
right. We used to work together.
Oh, okay. Kathy, hi. Hey, you know, it's really good to hear from you. And I know you're originally from Milwaukee, and Louis Mayorga with Louis Seidel and Mike Aviles were in Milwaukee last night. Ooh-wee. You should see the pictures from the show. It's so cool. Oh, yeah. Good times. Everybody's like, oh, I love these photos. It's just so cool to see everybody having a good time.
I bet they played Shane Call or something.
Let me see where it says they played. It just says in Milwaukee.
Okay.
It doesn't say where, but you would probably know where all the punk gigs are around there.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah. Hey, I want to say something about what's been going on with Mystic lately and your white inferiorist that has given you a hard time. You know, we never liked the skinheads and stuff down at the cafe that were like big fucking racists. And, you know, that's not what Mystic is about. And Mystic has been around for a long, long time.
Doug Moody was a pioneer. He was a pioneer in helping black African-American artists become discovered in the 1950s. And even purchased a pressing plant for pressing their records because no one would touch them. And Can you imagine what it would be like without hearing the song In the Still of the Night? That's still one of
right.
my all-time favorite songs. And the machine that he recorded them on in a subway station in New York is in a museum. So, you know,
wow.
we're not going to give the haters any publicity. And,
no.
you know, we're just going
to
move forward.
I just
want
to say that Mystic is a very worthy label to be on, and they've given a lot of people a chance that ordinarily wouldn't have gotten one to start in
this
the music
true.
Business.
Very true.
You know.
And just like when I was booking shows at the cafe and you were there serving people drinks, we were putting bands on stage that nobody had ever heard of X or the Red Hot Chili Peppers, you know. We gave them a chance. We opened the doors for those people. And, you know, look at, they're all still good friends with us.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So, you know, there's just a small little group that is trying to tear us down, and all it's done is make us stronger. So, you know. It's a little political destruction, and I got a song that goes right along
yeah.
with that. Here we go. Political destruction. Woohoo! Of course, on Mystic Records.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so that was the Flower Leopards, and I don't know why my songs are getting cut off today, but it must be the soundboard has a little flaw in it. So we're back here in the studio with Kathy Sahagin and Candace Andrea, former workers at the Café de Grand Hollywood, the most notorious, dangerous nightclub in Hollywood. And that's what I read. And, you know,
really?
Stacey Russo wrote a book and interviewed me and Exene and quite a few other women for her book, We Were Going to Change the World. And she's having a book signing today at, it's May 19th at the Eden branch of Los Angeles Public Library at 2011 West Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. And
cool.
I so wish I could be there to help sign books and promote it. But, I mean, she has joined several of the amazing women from the book We Were Going to Change the World, interviews with women from the 70s and 80s, Southern California punk rock scene, and the author Stacey Russo for a panel discussing the book signing. Scene of the 1970s and 80s in Southern California is widely acknowledged as one of the most vibrant, creative periods in all of punk rock history. We were going
hey,
to
you should
change
share
the
that.
World.
You should
yeah,
share that
it,
event. If they have an event,
I did.
And I'll
it's
share
on my
it.
Page. It's on
oh,
my
okay.
page. But she captures the stories of women who were active in the scene through her interviews with musicians and journalists. And Mike Watt from the Minutemen, he wrote the foreword to the book. And you know, it's just so wonderful that, you know, us women, you, me, and Exene and all the rest of them, I mean, I could go on forever. We'll run out of time on the show. But, you know, we did run out of time. It's still
bye-bye.
Recording, though, but live, nobody can hear it. But anyway, it's just really fantastic that, you know, the doors have been opened for the acknowledgement of women, you know, and you know, our activism in you know, the punk rock scene. I mean, we were
right.
there. I wish that...
You watch things like videos and stuff, and a lot of times it's just a bunch of guys grabbing the microphone, yelling into the microphone. You know what
right,
I'm saying? It's
and,
always guys.
Right.
You know,
and us women,
so
us women played a really big part in the scene, and I'm so happy. You know, it's a number one seller at Barnes and Noble, and you know, people can pick
really?
Up a copy of it. Yep, it's been
that's
on
so
the
cool.
charts here. I know it's really gone over well, and Stacey is such a great writer and author, and it's just fantastic what she's done to help promote our scene and us girls who were there, you know, and it's wonderful because, you know, we went through a lot.
Yeah, we did.
Really did. Okay,
it was like my waitressing combat training.
There you go.
I tell you, man.
If anybody could survive waiting on punk rockers and in a scene where
oh, man.
It was elbow
when I worked
to
at,
elbow.
When I worked at Raji's, all we had was Budweiser and Coke. Occasionally, we had
it.
Box wine. And,
well, you know, the cafe,
and,
we had everything. We had hard liquor as well as beer and wine, you know, so.
Right. So I couldn't just, you know, but I would just load up my tray with Budweiser's, and it was like, you know, serving at a ballpark.
I know, right?
Budweiser.
Oh, my
like
goodness.
Cheeseburger.
I hate to tell you this, Kathy, but we're out of time, and it's been so nice to have you on the show, and thank you for the good words for Mystic Records. We're going strong under new management.
Anytime.
And, Yeah, and you know, we're bringing back the old days from the Café de Grand, where everybody's one big happy family, no race, no creed. We're all equal, you know. So on that note, I'm going to say don't forget to party or go home and have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.